Come on, what? We can rush the steps and save him.
There's more of them than there are of us, said Simony.
Well, haven't there always been? There's not magically more of them than there are of us just because they've got brother, are there?
Simony grabbed his arm.
Think logically, will you? He said. You're a philosopher, aren't you? Look at the crowd.
Ern looked at the crowd.
Well? They don't like it,
Simony turned.
Look, brother's going to die anyway, but this way it'll mean something. People don't understand, really understand, about the shape of the universe and all that stuff, but they'll remember what Vorbis did to a man, right? We can make brother's death a symbol for people, don't you see?
Ern stared at the distant figure of brother. It was naked except for a loincloth.
A symbol?
He said. His throat was dry.
It has to be.
He remembered Didactylos saying the world was a funny place, and he thought distantly it really was. Here, people were about to roast someone to death, but they'd left his loincloth on out of respectability. You had to laugh, otherwise you'd go mad.
You know, he said, turning to Simony, now I know Vorbis is evil. He burned my city.
Well, the Tsortians do it sometimes, and we burn theirs. It's just war. It's all part of history.
And he lies and cheats and claws power for himself, and lots of people do that too. But you know what's special? Do you know what it is?
Of course, said Simony.
It's what he's doing to... It's what he's done to you.
What?
He turns other people into copies of himself.
Simony's grip was like a vice.
You're saying I'm like him?
Once you said you'd cut him down, said Ern. Now you're thinking like him.
So we rush them, then, said Simony. I'm sure of maybe 400 on our side, so I give the signal and a few hundred of us attack thousands of them. And he dies anyway, and we die too. What difference does that make?
Ern's face was grey with horror now.
You mean you don't know? He said.
Some of the crowd looked round curiously at him.
You don't know? He said.
The sky was blue. The sun wasn't high enough yet to turn it into Omnia's normal copper bowl. Brother turned his head again towards the sun. It was about a width above the horizon, although if Didactylos's theories about the speed of light were correct, it was really setting thousands of years in the future. It was eclipsed by the head of Vorbis.
Hot yet, brother?
Said the deacon.
Warm? It will get warmer.
There was a disturbance in the crowd. Someone was shouting. Vorbis ignored it.
Nothing you want to say?
He said.
Can't you manage even a curse? Not even a curse?
You never heard Om, said Brother. You never believed. You never, ever heard his voice. All you heard were the echoes inside your own mind.
Really? But I am the Cenobiarch, and you are going to burn for treachery and heresy, said Vorbis. So much for Om, perhaps.
There will be justice, said Brother. If there is no justice, there is nothing.
He was aware of a small voice in his head, too faint yet to distinguish words.
Justice, said Vorbis.
The idea seemed to enrage him. He spun around to the crowd of bishops.
Did you hear him? There will be justice. Om has judged through me. This is justice.
There was a speck in the sun now, speeding towards the citadel. And the little voice was saying, left, 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 up, 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 left, left, right a bit, up, left, left. The mass of metal under him was getting uncomfortably hot.
He comes now, said Brother.
Vorbis waved his hand to the great facade of the temple.
Men built this, we built this, he said. And what did Om do? Om comes, let him come, let him judge between us. He comes now,
Brother repeated.
The god.
People looked apprehensively upwards. There was that moment, just one moment, when the world holds its breath and, against all experience, waits for a miracle.
Up, left, now. Now, when I say three. One, two, three.
Vorbis,
croaked Brother.
What?
Snapped the deacon.
You're going to die.
It was